I grew up in Holland, had been born just before the war, and lived there until 57 when we moved to Canada. I attended the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, initially business school and after that law school. First business really was a college store on the university campus called the Thunderbird Shop. The key to the success was the fact that I employed the entire homecoming team of contestants, and they brought in the masses of young men. I used to go into a little deli in New York, just around the corner from where I lived, and one day Dorothy walks in, and there we are. All the rest is history.
I give Dorothy as much credit as I do Harold, because she was really the one that got him here, because his wife was here coming to the museum, and he wasn't, and he wanted to know what Dorothy was doing. And so he came down here and was immediately attracted to it.
The first time I saw Harold was at a board meeting. He just seemed so bright and so enthusiastic.
My first significant experience with Harold was at a point in time when we were first discussing the financial condition of the museum, which at the time was disastrous.
The finances of the museum were always something that those of us who really knew were concerned about.
When Harold came and agreed to take over as chairman of the Board of Trustees, things began to change right away.
First thing he did, you know, having a banking background, was to look at the books.
We had a lot of very smart people on the board, but I don't think anybody had gone through all the financials the way Harold had. And because he did, he had some spectacular ideas.
I know that Harold has brought the benefit and wisdom of all of his experience in the business world to the oversight of the museum.
I thought if we were financially stable, the place looked good, we had a great director, that over time collections would come. And of course they did. We did a national search. All names were being put up by the trustees. We had 84 names in total. We narrowed it down to 6 and finally down to 3. And Dr. Nash was always at the top of the list.
We hit it off, I must say, from the very beginning. So I remember very vividly arriving at the Palm Springs Airport for the first time in my life and getting off the plane and walking into the lobby area and seeing this very tall man straight ahead, looking intently at me somewhat expectantly, and with a big smile on his face. And I thought, that must be Harold.
We have a world class museum in Palm Springs, and we wouldn't have it if we didn't have people like Harold Meyerman and Stephen Nash.
We were the luckiest people in the world to find Harold Meyerman.
Harold Meyerman, I think, eats, breathes, and sleeps this museum. His house is right above the museum, and I think he looks down every day at the museum and said, that's where I go to work.
His leadership has been extraordinarily exceptional.
He's done an outstanding job.
I know from the museum world the incredibly high regard in which Harold is held.
And I can honestly say, really, that in my experience, there has been nobody better, nobody the equal of Harold Meyerman.
When Harold and Dorothy are working together, the product is even better than when Harold is working alone.
In honor of the museum's 75th anniversary, Harold Meyerman and his wife Dorothy have made a multi-million dollar legacy gift that will endow the position of Director of Development. I'm honored to be the first Dorothy and Harold J. Meyerman Director of Development.
It's a museum's 75th anniversary, and serendipitously, it happens to be Harold Meyerman's 75th birthday. So it's so appropriate that we honor him for all he's done.
Our first 75 years have worked out very well. And I've had the good fortune to be asked to do this by Lee Appel many years ago now. And good fortune has been with me and with all of us.